Good afternoon, everyone. I am Siddhesh Chavan from Ernst & Young Investor Relations, and I would like to welcome you to the Just Engineering Q4 FY25 earnings conference call. I would like to indicate that all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity to ask questions after the opening remarks conclude. Should you need to ask a question, please select the Raise Hand option under the Reaction tab of the Zoom application. We'll call out your name and then request you to unmute yourself to ask a question. While asking, please begin with your name and your organization. Please note that this conference is being recorded. The recording will be made available on the website within a day, and the transcript of the call shall be made available subsequently. To take us through the results and answer your questions today, we have the top management of Just Engineering Limited, represented by Mr. Pratik Patel, Chairman and Managing Director, and Mr. Dharmendra Jain, Chief Financial Officer. Before we begin, I want to remind everyone about the safe harbor related to today's earnings call. Comments made during the call may contain forward-looking statements that may involve known or unknown risks, uncertainties, and other factors. It must be viewed in conjunction with our business risk that could be cause future result performance or achievements to differ significantly from what it is expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements. After the end of this call, if you need any further information or clarification, please do get in touch with me. With that said, I will now hand over the call to Mr. Pratik Patel. Over to you, sir. Sir, you are on mute.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for sparing your valuable time and attending this call. Go ahead with the format, which is new. However, I would just like to give a caution. We have a lot of stormy weather just now here with huge rains. And so in between, if there is an interruption, please excuse us for the same. Let's go. I'm pleased to inform that we had a very good financial year from most parameters, visible parameters, I would say, except on the EBITDA part and except on the PAT portion. However, we are working on strengthening on those parameters in this financial year. We are quite confident of improving on those parameters in this year as we go forward. And we are also quite committed to ensure that in the long term, all these parameters which influence the investors are taken care of. In the beginning, I would like to just delve on some growth journey of the company. Over the last many years, we have been strengthening company at various level. We made a strong foundation for the company. Thereafter, we emphasized on growing by ensuring investments in plant and machinery and things like that. Further, in the phase three, we scaled up our operation globally by going for strategic acquisitions, which today are bringing us revenues of close to 60% of our total turnover. And finally, I would say we are at phase four, where having built everything, we are now looking to expedite and increase our order book, our revenue, and also our various parameters in time to come. I would just like to show about our growth in the beginning so that you get a clear idea of what we were in 2017 versus what we are today in 25. We have had been growing revenue-wise at a CAGR of 21% over these 7-8 years. And as far as profitability is concerned, we have been growing stronger profitability-wise. However, this year, when we say this year is on the financial year 2025, we have had a drop in our EBITDA as well as in our PAT. Drop in EBITDA is by 2% and drop in PAT is by 1%. As we go forward, we'll explain why this has happened. But overall, I would say that we have been improving over the years, and this year, from that point of view, has also been an excellent year for us. You see all the ratios, whether it is return on equity or return on capital employed or debt equity or debt to EBITDA, we have been improving at all levels. Year on year, there has been improvements. In between, there has been some dips in some years due to maybe COVID or some other purpose. Like in financial year 18, it was Rodney Hunt acquisition. But other than that, the company has been slowly and steadily improving at all parameters. This is what we show when we show these trends in last 8 years. At the same time, when we started on this journey, we started with a market cap of 170 crore in March 2017. And today, at the end of 8 years, we have reached a market cap of close to 3,500 crore or 3,600 crore, giving a CAGR of close to 47%. And we are committed to maintain such growth and create such value in future as well. The company is also quite profitable, and the company is also having a very positive trend as far as dividend payout is concerned. The dividend payout this year, once we get the approval at AGM, would be 15%, which is equivalent to 100% dividend declared on par value of the share. Coming to financial snapshots for year 25, our revenue has grown year on year by 43%. Our gross profit also has grown by 34%. Our EBITDA is up by 31%. Profit before tax is up by 29%. Profit after tax is up by 30%. And even earning per share has been up. The revenue composition is quite diversified, but water control gates is still our predominant product, and followed by spinning equipment, followed by valves, hydropower and process equipment, and others. When we talk about our market spread, I would say we are also quite uniformly spread. We are 37% in India, 40% in America, and balance in the rest of the world. Next. Coming to standalone performance, the revenue of Just Engineering as standalone revenue has improved by 37%. The PAT also has improved by 38%. As a percentage, PAT last year and this year has remained the same. When we talk about Shipa, the revenue has grown by 118%. The PAT has grown by 251%. Percentage of PAT also has grown positively for Shipa this year. However, when we come to Rodney Hunt, in spite of having a year-on-year growth of 29%, the growth in PAT of 9% is not comparable to last year 9% PAT margin. This year the PAT margin has gone down. The result for the PAT margin having gone down is our execution of Kansas City project, which is a very big project which we have taken. However, due to people problem, we do not have enough manpower, manufacturing manpower in our plant, and we are not able to ramp up the production capacity fast enough. As a result of that, we have not been able to execute this project smoothly with lot of cost overruns. And so the PAT margins in Rodney Hunt has come down this year. Waterfront, which is the company which we acquired last year, we are now building that company up. So earlier we had 11 people in the company. Now we have touched around 18 people. We'll be adding a few more people now in that company. However, when we added people, the revenue has not grown in proportionate to the growth in number of people. And that is very normal because when we get people, they take 6, 7, 8 months time to understand the company, understand the product, and then approach the market to improve the revenue. So we are quite hopeful that we would be able to turn around Waterfront also. And in this year, we expect to break even at Waterfront. Coming to our consolidated order book position, we have a very healthy order book position in most of our companies. And we have a combined order book as of today of 838 crore, in which 546 crore orders is for projects outside India, and for projects within India, we have 292 crore. The Shipyard operations is getting merged with Just Engineering in this year, and we have recommenced Mahar operations in Austria. So this year, we expect Mahar also to start contributing to our revenues for the year. Our consolidated order pipeline for the month of May also is quite good. We have already negotiated orders worth 59 crores, which we expect to receive within next 4 to 6 weeks, of which 44 crores are outside India and 15 crores are within India. Orders under negotiation in this month are around 78 crore. We have quite a good track record of converting orders, and so we expect a significant quantity of these orders, 78 of 78 crore, to come into our fold. For the year 26, we are projecting combined revenue of 860 crore, out of which 540 crore would be outside India and 320 crore would be within India. We expect growth in all the companies, Just Engineering, Just USA, as well as Waterfront. Though in Waterfront, we have mentioned 50 crore, but our internal targets is for 55 to 60 crore. The reason we have shown less in Waterfront is because of the uncertainty in growing a company in which we have just entered recently. But we are quite hopeful to easily cross 40 crore and take the turnover in excess of 50 crore in Waterfront. Coming to strategic updates, I am pleased to inform you that when we do the mapping of business, especially in the water industry, we see a potential today of close to 1,500 crore worth of business from drinking water, irrigation water, wastewater, used water, desalinated water, stormwater, rising sea water, and industrial water. Now, what does that mean? Next. That means that on the basis of this 1,500 crore market potential, we can, for which today we are only doing 275 crore. So if this 1,500 crore plus market potential comes into being, we can expect a growth in excess of 18% on the domestic market. This 1,500 crore, we expect this to come in few years' time as the government focus on infrastructure related to roads, railways, airports, etc., slow down because a lot of capacity has been built up. We expect government to start focusing on wastewater, which is going to be at a crisis mode in years to come. And when that happens, we expect a huge growth in the wastewater business, in the drinking water business in India, resulting into a tremendous growth for us, much more in excess of 18% in time to come. Similarly, due to the focus of renewable energy and the investments to power infrastructure, that is cement, power, coal, etc., we expect overall domestic growth in the next 5 years to be in excess of 15%. At the same time, when we talk about exports, our subsidiary in USA, UK and Austria are expected to do good. the business within those territories are already good, and we expect our subsidiaries also to grow by over 18% in the next 5 years. However, the direct export from India, this also is growing, and this is expected to grow by 15%. This could grow higher, but the reason we have taken 15% is due to a lot of crises in Far East and Southeast Asia on account of what is happening with China. So to offset that, we are already entering into new countries, and we continue to enter into new countries so that we spread our risk and are not too dependent on Southeast and Far East Asia. We expect growth of 15% from these regions. And as a result of that, the total export also should be to the growing to the tune of 15% year-on-year. In short, I would like to add that growing 15% every year for us, after all that we have put together, is not a very hard task and should be easily achievable. Next. One of the key questions troubling most of the people is the US tariff. We had given a circular to NSE in which we had clarified our position. However, I would like to take this occasion to reinforce what we have stated in our letter on NSE. Out of Rodney and 34 million revenue, the purchases from India were only 31%. So, of that purchases also, only 30 to 40 crore is subject to new US tariff. Now, if the tariff of 25% stands, that will cost us 8 to 10 crore rupees. We are in talks with our client on how we can pass on. In some cases, we will be able to pass on. In many cases, we will not be able to pass on. However, we expect that in time to come, this would stabilize. Also, we expect the government of India to arrive at some conclusive figure with the US government on the scope of tariff. And once that happens, we expect the tariff levels to come down for us also. However, irrespective of what is happening in future, what we are doing, we are already increasing our capacity in Orange. We have more than 400,000 square feet, of which we are using only 90,000 square feet. We will renovate 60,000 square feet more and add it to our manufacturing capacity. However, Orange has a problem of getting people. And so we have already planned for a new plant in Houston. This may happen in 27. However, I'm going there this year, this month, and it is possible based on the US business potential, we may expedite this and execute this plant in 26 as well. Coming to the tariff, I would like to clarify that tariff is not as big a risk as the US BABA Act. US BABA Act requires for federal projects 55% local content, and this will rise to 75% by 2029. Keeping this in mind, we had already drawn expansion plan so that by 28 we have enough infrastructure in America to cater to projects needing BABA Act compliance. So we were already doing this, but tariff would force us to expedite it. And that is why when I'm going this month, we'll be taking a decision on how to go ahead further. Next. Coming to company overview. As many know, we are an equipment manufacturer. We have more than 45 countries where we are supplying our equipment. And we have 6 manufacturing facility. We have a very comprehensive product portfolio. The growth is coming mostly from exports. However, we are growing also in domestic market by quite a high percentage. We are approved by most of the authorities, and we seek more and more approvals worldwide. Our strategic acquisitions done over the period of time internationally has come well, and these are helping us push our growth. The acquisitions which we have done nationally as well as internationally are this, and all the acquisition I would say are now bearing results, except Waterfront, which is a very recent acquisition, and I'm quite hopeful that even in case of Waterfront, we would give good results in time to come. We have a global footprint, manufacturing in six different facilities in India, US, and UK. So we have infrastructure to produce more than 800 crore per year, and in this year we'll be adding two more plants. So by the end of this year, we would be well positioned to produce more than 1,000 crore worth of equipment in our plants. All the balance slides I would not like to go through because these are for information purpose. That would spare us time to start taking questions. So I would like to start with taking questions so that we can have more constructive discussion.
Thank you, sir. We'll now begin a question and answer session. We'll take the first question from Mr. Raman Kerti. Please unmute yourself and go ahead.
Hello, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes.
So, I just have a few questions with respect to the mainly with respect to the tariff situation and US business. So, you said about 30 to 40 crores is subjected to out of the 293 crores business which was done from the US unit in FY25. Only 30 to 40 crores is subjected under tariff, which means which makes it around 10 to 15% of the total revenue of US business. So I want to know, is this like limited only to like there can we expect on an entirety basis the US revenue impact will be around 10 to 15%?
Now, understand the revenue from India to US is only 31% of US revenue. So we have this year like given around 90 crore worth of material to US. Out of 90 crore worth of material, only 30 to 40 crore worth of material will be subjected to tariff. Because from US we also do business outside US. That would not be subjected to tariff. Two, we also do a lot of services through our project management, design engineering. And those services also would be out of tariff.
Understood.
So the actual tariff would be on 30-40% there too. Because this has come out of blue, we may be not able to take care of absorbing everything. We will talk to people. If we cannot, then we may have to absorb. So that is why we said the hit would be 8 to 10%.
Yeah,
8 to 10 crore, sorry.
understood, sir. So my second unit, second question was respect to the Rodney unit. So currently it's 90,000 square feet is operational out of operational facility, and in within that 90,000 square feet we did around 230 crores plus of revenue. So now you are expanding it to 60, you are expanding it by 60,000 square feet more. So can we expect the maximum potential like of from Rodney unit to be around 350 crores?
It is already projected for this year.
$40 million.
$40 million, which is like into 85 would be something similar to what figures you are telling. See, the stress at Rodney and Orange is not revenue. The stress at Rodney and Orange is people. We have not been able to get manufacturing people there, right? Otherwise, why should I have 400 square feet of shed available and still look for Houston? We are looking for Houston because, in spite of our doing all the efforts, we have not been able to get enough people to work in the plants in Orange.
Okay, yeah.
And out of 34 million, we do 60% from India, so not 100% from Orange.
60% is including overhead. So this level, 30% is below the. Otherwise, people will not understand it. Okay.
Can you hear
yeah,
me?
Yeah.
So, my fine, I mean, only for follow up with respect to this. So, you're basically saying the only reason why you're not able to scale the US business is because of less availability of manufacturing employee.
Yes. And in Orange.
Yeah, Orange, yeah. So, given that if there are enough manufacturing employment created in Orange, what will be the maximum potential in, like, probably next 2-3 years from the US unit? Can we expect?
See, as I said, after 2-3 years, you come to know what is possible, what is not possible. In Orange, in spite of having 400,000 square feet shed, we will not be able to utilize all 400,000 square feet shed. Because we are not getting people. Now, I don't see the situation changing so drastically that overnight or in next 1 year, people would be available. It's not going to happen. And that is why, if we have to go for growth in US, we'll have to set up a plant in Houston, where more manufacturing industry is there. In Orange and surrounding areas, most of the manufacturing industries have disappeared for last 20-30 years now. So people are just not available. Even if you see the type of people I have today, maximum people are 55 to 70 years of age.
Yeah.
So it is not possible that this scenario will change overnight. And that is why we are planning for Houston. So as the company is growing, this year revenue we will be able to meet from Orange and its expansion. But down the years, we will have to bank on Houston to bring additional revenue.
Okay, sir. Sir, and
I would like because you to get back in a queue. There are other people who are waiting.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from Akshay Deshpande. Please unmute yourself and go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Akshay Deshpande, this side from Ashika Institutional Equity. I just had a couple of questions. So in this quarter, our gross margin have taken a hit. So is this a one-time thing or is this trend going to continue for financial year 26?
See, from beginning, we have been telling that we have certain orders which are stressful. Now, what are those orders? In case of Jash Engineering, we had a 50 crore order from Tata Projects for Nuclear Power Corporation of India. This project has been executed now, except for the services portion, that is installation, etc. The manufacturing portion has been completed. However, this order was taken from day one at a loss, and this I have been telling from beginning. The reason we had taken this order at a loss was to prove to companies like Tata Projects, Larsen & Toubro, etc., that we are the best company to do such projects. This order was cancelled on our competitor and then given to us once we agreed to do it at the lower price. Not lower price than competitor. Same price as competitor because they were not able to do it. Now, 1.5 year in row, we have been selected as the best vendor by Tata Projects. We have also been requested by NPCIL that we should seriously pursue their future projects. And a lot of projects are coming with NPCIL due to government focus on renewable energy. So in the end, we knew that this is going to be a loss-making job and still we have taken it. In spite of that, PAT of just engineering has little bit improved, like 14.1 versus 14.16 or something like that. So there has been no hit on the PAT in spite of doing a 50 crore job out of 225 crore local revenue at a loss. Coming to America, we had a Kansas project which we had taken, from which we learned our lessons. And that is why the next project, big project we are expecting of more than $20 million for Manhattan. When we were asked to do the production in America, we declined to take that project because we had realized that it is easy to take a project, but very difficult to get people to execute such jobs, big jobs. And so we declined that job. But Kansas project will come to an end in next few months, and once that happens, then we will no more have such projects in America. Coming to waterfront, we acquired waterfront, we are building team. So from 11 people we have gone to 18 people now. So we are adding people with a view to increase revenues in future. We are also taking part in exhibitions. We have started advertising. We are quite confident that this year our revenue will go from 30 crores odd to 50 crores odd, or even up to 60 crores. But today we have to invest on people. Today we have to invest on everything to make it happen. And that investment has resulted into 5 crore loss. So if that 5 crore loss, 4.5 crore loss was not there, then the profitability of the company would have gone to 90, 92 crore level, which is what at least some people expected. So this is not consistent policy of the company to do at a loss. This was done because the company is in a strong position. And when the company is in a strong position, it does not take some risk to expand for future business, then it's not worth doing business. And that is why we took this calculated risk, and this is a one-time thing only.
Understood, sir. So my second question, how do you see the Chennai factory performing in financial year 26? Are we going to fully ramp up, or it is going to be in stages?
It has to be in stages. We will start in first week of June. Production will start in June. By the time we built up team, because we had no production facility, so by the time we built up team and set up and get everything smooth and running, it will be November, December. So this year, the improvement in revenue will not be staggering. But we expect 2, 3 years down the line, this plant to fully come online and deliver more.
Understood, sir. And just a follow-up, what is the maximum revenue potential coming from the Chennai factory?
I would say if we are able to run on 3 shift basis, on an average, 4 to 5 times of our investment can be the revenue. So if we are investing 30 crores, and if we are able to run 3 shift, which generally we are able to do on the third or fourth year, then we should be able to get revenue of close to 120 to 150 crores.
Understood, sir. And so my last
Akshay,
question.
I would request you to get back in the queue.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from Sahil Doshi. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations on exceeding your full year revenue guidance. Just on the margin front, sir, our expectations was that as the Rodney Hunt scale-up happens, overall at a company level, we could go to 14% PAT margins at some stage. However, this year, on a YOY basis, if I see, though you explained it in your previous answer as well, we've seen some decline. So on a gross margin basis and a margin basis, how should we think about the company over the last next 2 to 3 years?
So we are still committed to take the EBITDA margins in 21 to 24% range and PAT margins in 12 to 14% range. In spite of all the risks we have taken this year, the PAT margin is at 12% on consolidated level, right? Not on the standalone level. Standalone level is 14%, 16%, and 7% in case of Rodney Hunt. In case of Rodney Hunt, to reach 14% is not going to be easy. However, the reason we are quite confident of reaching 12 to 14% PAT level on consolidated level, the reason for our confidence comes from that we would be able to improve our operations in Indore, that is just engineering standalone, along with Shivpur, and also improve on waterfront, which is so negative. So even if Rodney Hunt gradually goes back to 8-10%, waterfront becomes 7-9%, and Jash and Shivpur operations are performing well, then we expect EBITDA as well as PAT to improve. Our general guidance, our target is for PAT is 12-14%. It may not be possible every year to do 14%. But we can do between 12-14% based on the type of orders we take, the type of export jobs we get, the type of complexity, and the type of margin which we get from order to order. At the same time, EBITDA also would be between 21-24%.
Understood, sir. And so the reason which we see a massive decline, almost 800 basis points in this quarter in gross margins, is purely on account of this execution of Tata projects. Could you quantify that? And going forward,
There were
which.
two projects. One was Tata project, another was a project for Suez. But the reason is that only.
Okay. So normal steady state gross margin should be, sir, around 58-60% is how we should envisage on a.
Between 55-60.
Yeah.
Okay. Understood, sir.
Some years we some projects or some years we get all projects with very high margins. Or in some quarter, we execute a project with very high margin. And when that happens, it will jump out of view. But on an average, in the yearly basis, as I said, 12-14% PAT and 21-24% EBITDA is what our target is.
Understood, sir. And second on waterfront, sir, last year, you had commented the target was to take it to 200 odd crores in 4 years. And
120.
okay, basically 180, 18 million GBP is what you had targeted.
12 million.
Okay.
18 million was 15 million was revenue of Hembaker when it closed down. The biggest company in UK had a revenue of 15 million pounds. And we believe that 4 years down the line, it is possible for us to reach 12 million in revenue. But that is our projections, and we are working on it. So in the current year, though we have said 4 million, we have gone conservative based on various parameters. We are expecting to do close to 5.5, and then take this 5.5 to 7, 7.5 next year. And then the explosion will happen because then you have spread yourself in the market. The team is there. All has been set up to grow. So we expect that the first 2 years would be tough, but thereafter we'll be able to grow fast.
Sure, sir. And
That's
just on
fine.
the
I will
top,
request you to get back in the queue.
just one small follow-up on that. Just
Okay.
in terms of profitability related to that, are we seeing any setbacks from our acquisition or everything is as on plan in terms of waterfront, if you can just.
See, first, second year, we always look very positive. I would like to break even in first year. But after having acquired, when we go for recruitment of people, we expect to get people within a month. We don't get it. It takes 5-6 months sometimes. So our expectation is one thing. What actually happens is different. But as I said, from this year, we expect to be breaking even and making profit. So first year is always touchy. Second year could be touchy, but this year we are feeling that we'll be able to do it.
Sure, sir. Best wishes, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sahil. I will request everyone to stick to two questions per request. So we'll take our next question from Mr. Tej Patel. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much for the opportunity. And first of all, congratulations to the entire Judge team, for a very consistent growth. So, sir, my question is again on similar to the previous participant. I know you explained the reason for fall in gross margin was due to two to three projects, that is, the Tata nuclear project. But is it possible for you to quantify it? The reason I'm asking is because, as far as I remember, you two calls back, you mentioned that about 50 crore from NPCI was already executed in Q2, Q3, right? And about 10, 20 crores of more order which we received was in.
That order is still not started.
Okay.
10, 20 crore is still not started, and the last of the supplies were done in Q4.
Got it. So is it possible for you to quantify, the low margin order? I mean, what portion of the revenue was probably the low margin business which led to this decline in gross margin?
50 crore Tata projects, 15 crore Suez, around 65 crore.
Got it. Got it. And sir, how much was the waterfront contribution in this quarter revenue?
Waterfront, the whole year contribution was less than 10 crore.
In this quarter was how much?
This crore, so whole year is 10 crore, but this year would be around 3, 4, this
Got it.
quarter 2, 3 crore, I don't think more than that.
Got it.
Kitna
Got it.
na,
11 crore. Last
total waterfront. He is asking our two waterfront, just two waterfront.
No, sir. I'm talking about total waterfront.
Total 30 crore revenue, 11 crore we have sold.
Waterfront, and out of 11 in this quarter. So that is what I'm saying. Out of 11 would be 3, 2 crore, 3
No,
crore, 4 crore.
got it. Got it. Got it. Sir, my other question was on I just wanted to know. So the tariff impact, you already explained the reasons, but I was looking at this. So correct me if I'm wrong, sir. Major order in US are driven through the bipartisan law that was passed, let's say, 2 years back, right? About a $55 billion improvement in water infra. But after the Trump coming in, do you anticipate, there could be cuts in this bill? Because I was looking online, and there was possible cuts to this water infra spend. Do you envisage it? And from the demand perspective in the US, what's your outlook on the same?
It's going to increase, it's not going to reduce.
Okay.
See, what Trump is trying to do is increase and improve the infrastructure in America.
Got it.
And if you have to increase and improve the infrastructure in America, you'll have to invest a lot of money on highways, roads, projects like airports and military bases and things like that. So all this will call for investment where water is an essential part.
Got it. Got it. And sir, if you could just quantify, you said Kansas was also one order which led to, deterioration of margins at Rodney Hunt. So what was the quantum of that, and what value is still left to be recognized?
I think we have done around 65% of the project, 35% is still pending. Is
Okay.
around the project was around $7-8 million.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, please, I would
And
request you to get back in the
sorry,
queue.
one last question. I'm really sorry. Just one last question. Sir, what was the EBITDA margins that we closed for Rodney Hunt in this financial year?
Sir, 10%.
10%.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
So
No problem.
PAT was 7 and EBITDA was 10%.
Got it. Got it. No problem, sir. I will join back in the queue. Thank you.
Thank you, Tej. We'll take a next question from Sushil Dutt. Please unmute yourself and go ahead.
Hi sir, just wanted to check, of the expected revenue that you're likely to, book in FY26, which you talked about, and which orders you have in hand, what will be, are there any orders that you would like to flag out right now in terms of where margins may not meet your expectations, like how we've had orders in, like in Kansas and as far as the Tatas and the Suez is concerned, are there any other orders in the existing order book that there are any red flags?
So in Jash, there is no more there. Maybe few crores, but not any major. In case of Rodney Hunt, it is Kansas balance execution of around 30-35%, which is pending. So maybe $2-3 million, $2 million, $2.5 million.
Okay.
And And in case of waterfront, this is a new ball game. So waterfront, we don't do business at a loss, but we are trying to grow. And when you are trying to grow, sometimes you have to take orders at low margins also. So these are the only three things. We don't see other than that any major change in strategy just now.
And my second question is, sir, on the CapEx that you were likely to do in FY26 coming year and the next year, particularly because we are looking at a new plant, you said, in Houston. So I'm just trying to understand what could be the CapEx for each of these 2 years.
So in Houston, we are setting up first an office. It's around $4 to $4.5 million. We'll be investing $1.5 million in Orange. That is to renovate an existing plant of 60,000 square feet. So around $6 million, you can say we are going to invest in America this year. We are going to invest around $2 million in the Pithampur plant. $2 to $2.5 million in Pithampur plant, which will be commissioned in December or January, and maybe few crores in the Chennai plant, which is to be commissioned at end of this month. We are also planning, very tentatively, we are also planning to set up a plant in Saudi Arabia, but that may not call for investment more than 5-6 crore because we will go for a rental facility.
In Houston, you said the office is going to cost about $4-4.5 million.
It's our own building. We are building an office which will cater to future growth and cater to a company which is $75 million in revenue.
And the
So
plant
there
will come in
will be
next.
office and plant both. First, we are building the office, and then behind the office, we are building, going to build the plant.
Got it. Got it, sir. And last question, sir. Given the likely, burst in, big push of inflation coming through in the US, and since not only do we have US-based operations and plants, but we also have exports to the US from India, in aggregate, have you factored in that increase, likely increase in inflation while you've given your EBITDA guidance of 21%-24%?
The inflation, local domestic inflation will not affect my costing too much. It will affect maybe the salary and the wages, yes. And that is what is always considered while we are doing our estimates.
So 21 to 24 seems fairly confident as far as this particular year is concerned.
21
Margins.
to 24, I said, is our guidance, not for
Yes.
America.
No,
That is
aggregate, I'm
our
saying.
consolidated guidance.
Yeah, consolidated, I'm saying, given the fact that we are in the existing order book, we have very little which is low orders, where there is red flags, and the fact that in the cost you've already factored in a little bit of increase in cost as far as US is concerned, keeping both these things in mind, 21 to 24% aggregate EBITDA margin seems to be reasonable, right?
It seems to be possible. Mind well that 8 to 10 crore of tariff implication also is going to come this year.
Yeah, assuming, of course, that the tariff goes through the way it's expected to go through.
I have no prior information on that.
Sure. Thank you, sir. Nothing
Thank you,
else from my
Sushil.
side.
We'll
Thanks.
take our next question from Dikshan Bulchandani.
Siddesh, I would like to add here that time is not a constraint for me because we started early, 3 o'clock instead of 4 o'clock generally. If there are more questions, I will be able to answer. If we can go beyond four, if it is possible.
Yes, sir. We'll take our next question from Dikshan Bulchandani. Please unmute yourself and go ahead.
Hi, good evening, sir. So, the first question is basically, we have seen a big number increase in our change in inventories for this quarter. While you have alluded to some of the points here, can you please elaborate on why we are seeing this in our consolidated results for this particular quarter?
Can you please repeat once again? I did not get it.
So, in this particular quarter, on the consolidated revenues, we are seeing an increase in our change in inventories. It's around 28.7 crores. You have alluded to some of the some of the things regarding the Tata plant and Suez. But can you just give us a little bit more color on what is the reason for this change in inventories?
So, 35 crore
basically, it's a poor quarter because we have a 35 crore reversal in that quarter. That's why it's increasing inventory.
Sir, can you just give us some reason that why this has happened? Because the same quarter last year, this was only around 4.86 crores, and this quarter it is around 28 crores. On consolidated results, I'm looking at.
For the quarter, March 25, you are asking?
Yes, sir.
March 25. There is 20 crore increase in inventory. No, decrease in inventory. It is a decrease in inventory actually. Last year our inventory is very high, that's why it's not reflecting that way. So that's why it's reflect this quarter. But definitely we will give in detail your answer if you give us the mail on our mail ID. So we'll give you the.
Sure. I'll send an email. No issues on that.
Okay.
But the essence of asking the question is the change in inventories, what is happening fundamentally in the business that is reflecting in our sort of numbers here? Is there something fundamentally
It's
happening in our business?
improvement or deterioration?
Improvement. Because change in inventory, if it is positive, then definitely we use the stock is in a consumption.
जी
So it is a positive sign, no problem. But definitely we will clear in detail that why the difference is bigger in both fourth quarter.
जी जी थैंक यू सर. नहीं सर, द कंपनी हैज बीन डूइंग वेल. इट्स जस्ट दैट दीज नंबर्स कोई नोट टू अकाउंट्स नहीं थे. दैट्स द ओनली रीजन आई आस्क, नथिंग एल्स देयर. सर, सेकंड क्वेश्चन इज, व्हाइल वी आर बीइंग कंजर्वेटिव ऑन आवर गाइडेंस एंड वी हैव ऑलवेज आउट परफॉर्म्ड आवर गाइडेंस, दैट इज द वेरी गुड थिंग अबाउट आवर मैनेजमेंट. माय क्वेश्चन इज रियली दैट व्हाइल वी आर सेइंग 860 एज रेवेन्यू टारगेट, कैन दिस बी क्लोज टू अराउंड 950 रियलिस्टिकली?
I would say you are putting me in a soup. 838 करोड़ का जब ऑर्डर बुक हो तो 860 तो इजीली होना चाहिए,
जी
राइट?
जी
अब 950 भी होना चाहिए कि नहीं, इट डिपेंड्स ऑन सो मेनी पैरामीटर्स. द
जी
वर्ल्ड इज इन क्राइसिस टुडे. आई डू नॉट नो व्हाट इज गोइंग टू हैपन. सो इट इज बेटर टू बी कंजर्वेटिव एंड देन नॉट ट्राई टू जस्टिफाई व्हाई डिड आई से समथिंग लाइक दैट.
यस सर
So I would say 860 is really possible. It can increase to 900, but I cannot guarantee it. I am not Trump. I am not Modi. I don't have any controls.
Sir, you're being too kind. We have always outperformed, and
But
the reason
one
I'm.
situation is not in our hand.
Nee,
We do
I
not
agree.
know.
I agree. No questions about it, sir. But sir, आप Middle East में, you are working a lot on the desalination part, and in the last quarter also, when you were in the exhibition, we were being told that Middle East is becoming a focus for us, and we are looking at a CapEx there. Can you just give us, a couple of just your over the head thoughts on how is the strategy? Because desalination seems to be a very big opportunity for Josh. Is that right?
It would be, but you have to see as the seven water businesses, desalination is one of that. So the biggest opportunity always would be in wastewater,
जी
then desalination, and then others. So yes, it is an opportunity. However, it is not an easy market. It is very tough to enter, and we are trying our best to enter. So as we become more and more successful in desalination, we should improve. In fact, in this week we have a visit from IDE, which is a very strong company in Israel in desalination technologies. So So we are working hard, but it takes time.
Yeah, of course, of course. So,
Nikshant, I would
you
like to get back, request to get back
sure.
in the queue.
No problem, Sudesh. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll take a next question from Parikshit. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on hitting your wonderful revenue numbers. From the margin perspective, you have explained everything, so I don't want you to repeat all of that. Just understanding that the leftover, the pending order that is going to create the poorer gross margin, should we assume that will end up get completed in Q1, or will it go through the entire year?
As I said, no, it will not go through entire year. It has to be completed in Q1, Q2. We are already under lot of stress to execute it. These orders are delayed now by then. The Kansas project order is delayed by more than 7, 8 months now. So we are
Got
already
it, sir.
under lot of stress. This has to be executed in first 2 quarters.
Perfect, perfect. So in that case, what I would like to understand is that this year you have, even with all of these stress orders, you have given a 12% PAT. For the subsequent year also, you're guiding everybody from 12 to 14. And that's fine. You want to create some buffer, and that's all right. I'm just trying to understand that we're not going forward, we're not going for these stressed orders. So fundamentally, our order mix and our overall gross margins should be better than what they have been in the past because of these orders. Is that a fair assumption?
No, it is not a fair assumption according to me. See, every company has to balance growth along with profit. Now, when we are trying to grow, the growth comes on the basis of big jobs. And sometimes when you are bidding for big jobs, you have to be a little bit more aggressive than normal jobs, right? And as a result of that, you may have to compensate on the profit somewhere.
Very
So,
nice, sir.
you cannot have growth at high profit. It is
Got it,
not
sir.
always possible. Sometimes it may happen if you are very lucky. So
Got it, sir.
if we intend to grow 20 or 25% year on year, then we may also have to take some jobs with lower margins. We will not have to take any jobs at loss as we had done last year. But with lower margins, always is possible. So that is why we have to give a guidance of range. 12 to 14 is a range. If everything goes right, we may be at 14. If it doesn't go right, we may be at 12.
Understood, sir. So the other thing you mentioned, which I didn't quite catch fully, was that something about China and how that might impact your exports to Southeast Asia and Far East. Can you elaborate on that?
We have a very big business in Hong Kong. We have our order book in Hong Kong is more than I would say 60 crores as of now. God forbid if something happens between Taiwan and China, there would be a lot of stress everywhere. So that is why there are three, four pressure points in the world just now. One is India, Pakistan, another is China, Taiwan, another is in Middle East. We don't know how this pans out. And that is why I said we have to be a little bit conservative because if something happens, the projects will come to a standstill, deliveries can stop, I don't know it. So.
Okay, got it. Perfect. All right, thank you.
Thank you. We'll take a next question from Darshil Zaveri. Please go ahead.
Hello, hello. Hope I'm audible. Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, hi, hi. Firstly, sir, congratulations on a great set of results, sir. Just wanted to, ask a bit about our increased depreciation. So, is this due to the Chennai plant coming in? Or so I think it's around 7 crores this quarter. So this would be a new normal for us in terms of depreciation.
No, it's a two, three reason. One is the waterfront, Edino waterfront, and approx because of that 2 crore depreciation is adding. Same way, USA, we have put some asset in held for sale. So we have now converted that asset into business asset. So 4 year accumulated depreciation we have write off this year. So it will affect us around 1.5 to 1.75 crores. And same, some new capitalization in India, which affect around 0.8 crore business. So overall, 6.25 yearly. If you see the yearly increase in the depreciation is 6.25 crore. So majorly I have shown you the around 5 crore addition in the depreciation.
Okay.
From
So
our routine.
one-off was around 3-4 crores, but so we
Now
don't
in
have.
the quarter, particular quarter is 3-4 crore is okay. But I am asking about the full year.
Okay. Fair enough, sir. And
Yeah.
sir, just wanted to sorry, there was a disturbance in my line, sir. So just wanted to, maybe ask about, like, when we're saying about our growth. So with 830 crores order, like, I think you mentioned it before, okay, so in just a very this hypothetical in a very this scenario, okay. Sorry, yeah. Sorry, sorry.
If everything goes right in the world, I can do
Yeah.
more than 900. If it doesn't go right, I will still do more than 800.
Yeah, that's what I just wanted to ask. Okay. Fair enough. Yeah, that's it from my side. So all the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
We'll take the next question from Samarth Nagpal. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yeah.
Hi, Pratik sir. Congratulations on a really good set of numbers. Sir, I think most of the questions have been answered. Just a couple of questions, sir, quick ones. Middle East, sir, like, I mean, a couple of years back, you gave an idea about how big the Southeast Asian market could be for Jush and the kind of orders we were getting. And this time we have, I mean, very small bit of business from Middle East, but you have also alluded to that we are making certain investments over there. So how do you see the market in Middle East for the coming year?
Saudi Arabia is investing $100 billion in new cities. $100 billion.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Every country in Middle East is trying to diversify out of oil.
Yeah.
So huge investment in Middle East. I would say investment, total investment in Middle East will cross $200 billion in infrastructure. Is going to happen. And for that, a lot of water, wastewater, desalination, all type of facilities would have to be created. And so we are trying to enter the either in Ras Al Khaimah or in Saudi with a plant because everyone wants to make in their own country. Otherwise, you don't get the orders. So we would be assembling it in Saudi Arabia or something like that, and we are working on it. The decision would be taken. We are visiting in next 2 months, and then we'll take the decision how to go forward.
Sir, just to follow up on that, I think you mentioned that when you enter these new countries, approval is a big step. I mean, to enter is a difficult thing. So I think that we have crossed that first hurdle of being approved over there and that semblance.
Yes.
So for us to do well over there, the next step would be expansion or whatever thing we feel is good for the operations. Right, sir? Is it fair to assume that?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. So one quick question. I mean, on the Indian side of the business, I think in the past you have also stated that the government push, in terms of wastewater has still not come and it is yet to come. So are we seeing any traction in terms of government orders, in terms of, Jal Jeevan Mission also? There's been a lot of emphasis. So are we seeing that thing on the domestic front? Any uptake on government orders as well?
So, if you see our results, and you must have seen the domestic business has grown tremendously. Just to give you some examples, I had said before also, we were doing annually 5 crore rupees in MCGM. As against that, we have now already orders worth more than 100 crores in Bombay. So, this year, we think the domestic will surpass exports. It is the amount of orders. Last year, the whole of last year, we did 55 crore worth of gates in the domestic, cast iron gates in the domestic market. We today have 135 crore already in hand.
Sure, sir. Yeah.
So domestic market is already booming. In fact, we are now facing resource constraint, capacity constraint in the domestic business.
Okay, sir. I think that's good to hear also. I mean, on the domestic part as well. I think, sir, these were the two questions which I had. And any, sir, any new products in pipeline that we are developing, particularly for the domestic market, any new products in pipeline, or we would be operating with the existing products only?
So it's, we don't have any new products. We will be reinforcing the existing products. However, we are looking at two acquisitions, one in UK, one in India. And we will come to know about it in next 2 months' time. So if products would come from that acquisition, additional products will come from that acquisition, if it goes through.
Sure, sir. Thank you, Prateek, sir. And hope that we have a great year ahead. Thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from Dilip Shahu. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. Sir, my question was regarding the manpower constraint in US. Now, whether it's tariff or whether it's BABA Act 29, one thing is very clear that our manufacturing in US will only grow exponentially by 2029, 70 to 80%. And with the natural growth of 15-20% of market there, it's going to be, you know, multiples of what we are doing currently. So, and manpower is not something that gets addressed by itself within 1 or 2 years. So whether it's Houston or whether it's Orange, we will have that problem and it will become only bigger. So how do we ensure growth in, and US is going to be 30-40% or more of our total revenue? How do we address this problem for over the next, 2 to 5 years perspective?
I have no quick solution. Trump wants everything to be made in America, but when I have $40 million order book in America, I don't know where to find people to make it, right? So the problem is, for us, problem is more location specific rather than US specific. It is still possible to get people in Texas because there is a lot of Mexican people and other mixed communities there. It is not possible to get people in Orange because manufacturing industry has sort of disappeared from that area.
Okay.
In last 20, 30 years, not today. So when there is no manufacturing sort of backup and plan. In fact, we are aware that some, like Kenna Metal, which is located nearby, is going to close down in Massachusetts. So manufacturing industries are closing down instead of growing. So manpower is going to be a problem in Massachusetts, but I don't think it should be a problem in Houston. As of now, we don't see. But it is only when we set up a plant and start to go seeking people to operate it, then we'll come to know better.
Sure.
Long-term planning we have for that. But we'll get in Houston. 3 years, 2 years down the line, what will happen, I cannot say now. But yes, we expect to have it. That is why we are investing.
Yeah. Sir, I remember having, in the first few years, 2017, 18, 19, the problems that we had with Rodney Hunt in scaling up. So if we are going to start up a new plant in Houston, do you expect in 26 or 27 or 28, whatever it is, do you expect the initial 2-3 years to be problematic in terms of margins?
I don't think so. The reason is we are already based in Houston. We have a team of 25 people in Houston. So it's not as if we are going blind.
Okay.
Now it is about setting up a plant because we cannot do it in Orange. If we can do in Orange, I will not like to do in Houston.
Understood.
Why spend $3-4 million more in a new plant when you already have a plant in Orange?
Sure. Yeah, my last question, sir, is regarding the Kansas size and complexity of projects.
And I heard you saying that we have denied one order of a similar size and complexity.
That was four times bigger than Kansas.
So, is that a concern that we are refusing orders? I mean, I understand that somebody is taking it, right? I mean, somebody is executing it as a
No,
tender.
if I had taken that order, I would be answering more tougher questions.
I
The
understand.
problem is, it is easy to take an order. Very difficult to execute if resources are not there. Most of the companies in the world have gone in problems when they had no resources and overbooked themselves. We try to avoid it. Kansas taught us a lesson. After Kansas, I will not take such risk in US until I have a good organization set up to execute.
Sure. Thank you, sir. All the best.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from Nitin Dharmawat. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. Sir, I have only one question. So what is the dollar and GBP conversion rate that we assumed in our calculation, considering that we have now significant revenue coming in from the overseas market, and there is a currency risk also involved considering the changes which are happening globally. So just wanted to take a view, what is the rate that we have taken today?
So generally, when we are bidding for a project, we allow for 4% variation in rate when we are bidding for a project. However, when we are negotiating a project, depending upon how tough the negotiation is and how much the margin stress is there, we may reduce it to 2 or 3%.
Got it, sir. Got it. Okay. Thank you so much and wishing you best.
Thank you.
Thank you. We will take the next question from Harshil Solanki. Please go ahead.
Hi team, good afternoon. Sir, I
Welcome.
had a question. We had supplied a pilot of 20 conveyors for solid waste management. So how is it doing and do we see any future potential in the medium term for us?
We do definitely see future potential. However, the projects awarding by the cities for solid waste handling is quite slow presently. As a result of which, next line of jobs are expected to come slowly. But we have already diversified from solid waste to solid handling. And we are starting getting orders in that. So the business is growing, though not as fast as envisaged, but it is growing.
Okay, and if you can throw some light on our progress with the Judge Invent JV and specifically the disc filter. So how is
Disc
it
filter, we are
progressing?
doing good. We have 8 machines ordered now. On Just Invent, we are still negotiating and discussing how to go ahead because of the Germans.
Okay. Got it. And last question would be, we have done an expansion at Shivpur, which is largely into process equipment manufacturing. So can we expect our revenue share from process equipment increasing going forward? So we can target a larger pie in the whole wastewater plant going forward.
Yeah, we already are doing that business. So increasing capacity would result into higher revenue and higher profitability in time to come. The pie remains the same. If there are projects, we will go with process equipment as well as our equipment and try to garner maximum. So it all depends upon new projects coming. If new projects are coming, this Shivpur, we will be able to do more and more.
Got it. This was it. Thank you for answering my question.
Thank you. We will take the next question from Envision Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So the first question was, sir, what is the reason for increasing provision for warranty and liquidated damages in this year, specifically in the second half?
Sorry. warranty and
basically this is
that's how much.
Actually, this is a provision for the US big charges. Because looking to the current year expenses of the job reward charges, auditor has planned for some particular provision for that. And that's why we have increased that provision this year. And it's due in fourth quarter. So at the year end, actually, it is not fourth quarter, but it is year end provision.
Sorry, sir. Some of it was not clearly audible. You
okay.
said
provision for so the auditor has requested that we should provision for this contingency in case it becomes due. And the reason for that is based on past history, they have said that if there is any provision due to back charges coming from America, those provisions should be made at the end of the year so that if anything happens, we are secured.
Sure, sir. But sir, historically, this amount has been in 2 crore range. In the last 2-3 years, it has been annually around 2 crore. And this year, it's gone up to 10-10.5 crore. Hence the question.
How much?
Historically, the provision that we've carried was around 2 crores.
And the provision is always high. This time we are incurring expenses also. This time we are incurring
real expenses of back charges is increased.
Increased.
That's why it's showing bigger amount.
What has increased, sir?
USA back charges.
Back charges.
In a simple term, rework charges.
Rework charges.
Okay, rework charges have increased and hence auditor has asked to provide for
that. Yeah,
paper said we created provision for that.
And sir, is this a one-time thing or such amounts will come every year now going forward?
So it is a one-time thing, but some will always come every year. Okay, the US is a very tough market. If you don't deliver instead of one lot, you deliver in two lot, they will put a back charge because they have to handle the material twice. Same is, so all these back charges are coming on account of that. As your revenue increases from US, some back charges will always come.
But it will be always some percentage provided in the books. But this year there is some additional charges in USA. So that's why they have increased the percentage for the provision, whatever sale last year.
Okay, understood. And sir, the next question was, historically, if we see, we've never done 21 to 24% kind of EBITDA margin. So, what gives us the confidence and what do we see currently that will enable us to do those kind of margins? And just in continuation to this, does our guidance include other income in terms of EBITDA margin?
Yes. See, what is other income? Other income is generally price variation coming due to dollar or euro for foreign currency.
Foreign currency.
So that is business income basically. So, okay. And that is factored in when we are doing a job. So yes, the margins include other income also, number one. Number two, you said that whether 21 to 24 is possible. I would say 21 to 24 was possible this year also if I was happy to do only 15-20% growth.
Understood.
So the margin is also in our type of business, I will say it's not mass production, it's discrete manufacturing. The margin is also a factor of total revenue. Why? Now, if you want to grow 10 to 15%, you don't have to take risk. You don't have to go aggressive and take orders at lower margins. But when you grow at 10 to 15%, the other problem is you seed marketplace, you allow your competitors to move in, one. Two, what you do is that your extent of procurement goes down. So if I was buying steel, 1,000 ton, I will buy only 1,100 tons. But if I grow 43%, I was buying 1,000 ton, I will be buying 1,400 tons. So that will reduce the price of procurement for steel. This is just an off-the-stuff example, okay? So as your revenue increase, your bought out strength increases, you get better discounts, you are able to save more. So sometimes this is a catch 22 situation. We think we will get more discount, we go aggressive, but we don't get the discount. So, but the fact remains that if a company revenue is growing, sometimes it will also put you a hit on the EBITDA or on the PAT. Sometimes, depending upon the type of project which you have taken at high revenue.
Got it, got it. And sir, if I may just one more question. So, what is the reason for depreciation to have substantially gone up, you know, and is this a steady state number now going forward?
Sarman has already explained depreciation has gone up because of waterfront, because of
some USA asset held for sale is now transferred to the production assets. So we have write off 3-4 year depreciation for this year. So that's why depreciation amount has been increased.
And this is a steady state number now going forward.
This is not, this is not, now it will not come again and again.
Okay.
Yeah, proportionately will come.
Proportionately come, but not, yeah.
Okay, got it.
But always will come in the results.
Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take a next question from Pritesh Jain from Investbook. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. My question is more related towards orders in the pipeline. Last con call, we had mentioned that, you know, we are looking to secure orders from countries like Malaysia and Singapore. So is there any visibility from that side?
Yeah, we are already in talks, but those tenders are all delayed and now tenders are going to come 2 years down the line.
Okay. And sir, one more question on the domestic side. As you said, you know, this year our domestic revenue will overcome the global revenue or the, you know, international revenue. So is there any particular segment we are seeing the traction? Is it a particular, I would say, a scheme or a segment kind of?
So major revenue comes from sewer treatment plant. So stormwater and sewer treatment plant, Bombay itself is executing orders for close to 30,000 crores. We have got many orders and many orders are still in pipeline. So all this will result into a very high increase in domestic business.
Okay. And what will be the margin profile for all this business coming from domestic?
Because these are big projects, our margin profile would be on the positive side.
Okay, got it.
Please understand, as you are aware, we are not in mass production. We are in discrete manufacturing. But when you are in discrete manufacturing, our USP is we can make a gate of 1 feet by 1 feet or 300 by 300 mm. And we can also make a gate of 5 meter by 5 meter. Okay. Which is close to 16, 17 feet by 17 feet. So presently we are doing a job in Bombay where they need a gate of 5 by 5 meter, which is going to cost like 2.5 crore. Now, there are only one or two companies in the world who can do it. So, when such type of job we are doing, obviously, your margin profile is going to be much better than a margin profile on a 3 feet by 3 feet gate, 1 feet by 1 feet gate, which maybe 15 companies can do it. So, bigger the projects, more complex the project, more difficult the project, the competition is less and our margins is better. And that is worldwide. That doesn't mean to say that we can in India, it will not happen. It will happen in India also. It will happen outside India also.
Got it, sir. Thanks, sir.
Thank you. We'll take a next question from Kunal Mehta. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Sorry, I joined in a little late. Am I audible?
Yeah.
So, apologies for any questions repeated. My first question is regarding the screens product, you know, how are we going to enter in, you know, and penetrate the US market? I think there was a mention about rebranding, you know, with, as Mars screens for the US market.
The Mars screen only would be sold in US market. It is not nothing to do with rebranding. The initial screens were also sold as Mars screens. The question presently in US is what to do first. The screens would have to be made in America. And we are already having stress in manufacturing in America. So when I go this time, we'll take a call how to go ahead.
Okay. Sir, one question is on the working capital cycle. This year it has improved from the previous year. So do we it's about 100 days, if 120 days?
120 days is what we are targeting,
But it's
Okay.
not there. It's around 150 plus
150
because of
days.
America.
Because of stock inventory increasing daily by day,
Also
this year
America.
also America. Waterfront.
Sir, but you
So
just mentioned.
definitely for overseas we have to.
If you
Yeah.
see, we should be giving separate working capital requirement for domestic business and separate working capital for export business. In America, because we are selling maximum to our own subsidiary, and that subsidiary gets the payment after 60 days of material reaching the site. So the cycle increases for us.
Okay, sir. And sir, this is excluding the 35 crores order that you mentioned that it was delayed this year.
It was
So
not
that
delayed. It
it did not reach.
was delivered before 31st March. It was dispatched from our plant before 31st March.
Okay.
But not received at the client's end. So if
Okay.
anything is not received on 31st, that is not coming into our revenue. It
So
goes
that is
in
still in the
goods in
inventory, right?
transit. Huh?
That's still in the inventory, right? In the So that's why I can adjust the inventory for that just for this. Okay, sir. So going ahead, the guidance would be approaching a 120-day working capital cycle. That would be the target.
अच्छा डोमेस्टिक में तो उससे कम होगा और एक्सपोर्ट में ज्यादा है एवरेज वो आ रहा है
110 इज अवर डेटर डे एंड सेम अराउंड 110 इज इन्वेंटरी डे सो 220 दिस वन एंड अप्रोक्स 70 80 अवर क्रेडिटर डेज सो 220 लेस 80 सो अप्रोक्स 140 140
ओके
डेज इन इंडिया इज
ओके
द वर्किंग कैपिटल साइकिल
एंड सर एवरी ईयर देर इज सम अदर बोरोइंग कॉस्ट विच इज अ पोर्शन ऑफ द टोटल फाइनेंस कॉस्ट दैट इज अबाउट 2.5 crores टू 2.8 crores इन FY23 एंड 2.6 crores इन FY24. कैन यू प्लीज एक्सप्लेन व्हाट इज दिस अदर बोरोइंग कॉस्ट?
It is LC discounting bank charges for renewal of the bank charges and that's all.
Bank guarantees
Bank guarantee charges.
and this year we onboard one new bank, the first time processing fees and renewal fees is also included in the borrowing cost.
Oh,
Other
okay.
than interest, whatever charged by the bank is the other borrowing charges.
Okay. Okay, sir. Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Kunal. We'll take a follow-up question from Raman Kirti. Please go ahead.
Hello sir, can you hear me?
Yeah.
I just have only two questions. One was with respect to the guided capex. You said $6.5 million in America, $2.5 million in India, and $1 million for setting up operations in Saudi Arabia, right? Is my figures tally right?
Yeah, approximately, yes.
Sir, and I just wanted to know that in this quarter we experience heavy depreciation rate. So going forward, what will be the in FY26, what will be the depreciation rate? Will it be 25 crore for the entire year?
No. It's this year it is 17 crore. So it may be around 15 crore average.
15 crore.
Yeah.
15 to 18 crore.
15 to 16 crore maybe.
15 to 18, depending upon कौन सा कमीशनिंग कर देते हो आप.
Okay. And interest expense will be around out of 15 crore, right?
What expenses?
Yeah, interest expense.
Interest expenses is around 13 crore is this year. So it's slightly higher side, 14, 15 crore.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Thank you. We will take the next question from Tej Patel. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much for the opportunity again. I'm really sorry, sir, I'm bringing this question again. I just wanted to get more understanding. So as per my understanding, we send about 60 to 70% of US volumes from India, right? And now we have plans.
नहीं 60 to 70% नहीं है understand, suppose US has got an order.
Yeah.
उस ऑर्डर के अंदर मैन्युफैक्चरिंग मेजर मटेरियल इंडिया से होगा,
हाँ सर, फिर वही मैं
पर उसके अंदर वहां लोकल अमेरिकन कंटेंट भी रहेगा, अमेरिकन ओवरहेड भी रहेगा, अमेरिकन प्रॉफिट भी रहेगा। तो
गॉट इट
सपोज
मैं
इंडिया से मैंने सप्लाई करा, वो 80 करोड़ का है, उसका बिलिंग अमेरिका जब करेगा तो वो 160-170 करोड़ का करेगा।
समझ गया सर। मैं कॉस्टिंग साइड से बात कर रहा था। मेरे को मेजर पोर्शन बन के इधर से जाता है, मैं ऐसा पूछने की ट्राई कर रहा था। मैं सेल्स पर्सपेक्टिव से नहीं पूछ रहा, मैं प्रोडक्शन पर्सपेक्टिव से पूछ रहा हूँ। मेजर प्रोडक्शन गोज फ्रॉम इंडिया, राइट? तो मेरा वही क्वेश्चन था कि लेट्स से गोइंग फर्दर डाउन, 2 ईयर्स डाउन द लाइन, हमारा भी प्लान है कि वी इंक्रीज आर मैन्युफैक्चरिंग इन यूएस, राइट? बट हैज यू मेंशन दैट द ओवरहेड कॉस्ट यूएस हैज ऑलवेज बीन हायर एंड विच हैज ट्रबल्ड अस इन पास्ट। आई एम जस्ट ट्राइंग टू अंडरस्टैंड, व्हेन वी शिफ्ट आवर पोर्शन ऑफ प्रोडक्शन मोर टुवर्ड्स यूएसए, डज मार्जिन टेक अ हिट बिकॉज ऑफ हायर ओवरहेड्स देयर?
नहीं तो वो कॉस्ट भी उसकी बढ़ जाती है ना, वो इंडियन कॉस्टिंग पे थोड़ी होता है।
I got it. So my question was generally कि will we able to easily pass on that cost and थोड़ा उस लैंडस्केप में जाना।
एग्जैक्टली, एवरीवन वुड हैव टू मेक इन अमेरिका, एवरीवन मेकिंग इन अमेरिका वुड बी मेकिंग एट सेम प्राइस लेवल्स।
But then right now our competition is US. Is it all US based companies or there's import competition also?
ऑल यूएस बेस्ड कंपनी बट दे आर ऑल्सो
Okay,
इम्पोर्टिंग।
okay.
सो प्लीज अंडरस्टैंड, जो इंडिया से जा रहा है ना आज, वो बाबा एक्ट वाला नहीं जा रहा है,
ओके, गॉट इट। द फेडरल
वो
ओके
अदर देन
बाहर,
बाबा।
गॉट इट।
बाबा एक्ट का तो मैं भी इंडिया में नहीं बनाता हूँ, और वो भी इंडिया में नहीं बनाता है, वो भी बनाता है यूएस में, और मैं भी यूएस में बनाता हूँ।
समझ गया, समझ गया।
इट इज ओनली विच इज नॉट अंडर बाबा एक्ट इज गोइंग फ्रॉम इंडिया।
गॉट इट। एंड सर, आर 20 करोड़ ऑफ न्यूक्लियर ऑर्डर इज स्टिल लेफ्ट टू बी एग्जीक्यूटेड, राइट? एंड दिस इज ऑल्सो लॉस मेकिंग, राइट?
No, this is not at loss.
ओके, गॉट योर, गॉट इट,
तो 50 करोड़ वाला फर्स्ट वाज एट अ लॉस।
गॉट इट। दैट्स ऑल फ्रॉम माय साइड। थैंक यू सो मच सर।
थैंक यू।
वी लाइक टू कंप्लीट सिंथेसिस इन 5-7 मिनट्स। आई हैव अनदर जूम मीटिंग एट 4:45।
यस सर, वी विल टेक अ लास्ट क्वेश्चन फॉर अ डे फ्रॉम दीक्षांत बुलचंदानी। प्लीज गो अहेड।
जी, थैंक यू प्रतीक जी। सर, द डोमेस्टिक मार्केट दैट वी आर सीइंग, लार्जली द टाइप ऑफ प्रोडक्ट साइकिल दैट वी आर सीइंग, इज दिस डिलीवरेबल बिटवीन लाइक 6 months, 9 months, और इज इट शॉर्टर टाइम फ्रेम?
It all depends upon the value of order and the complexity of the job.
जी
So most of the orders we can deliver within 3 to 4 months. The big, very big orders we can take up to 1 year.
So the one that we are seeing in Mumbai, is that considered as a big order or a small order for us?
Mumbai, everyone wants everything overnight.
जी,
If they don't want to install it, this is only required for billing purpose.
yeah. So that would be a faster cycle for us.
Most of the deliveries, if you consider 838 odd crores which are in hand,
Yeah.
I would say other than 20-30 crore, mostly everything has to be delivered within this year.
So from Q1 onwards, Q1 is significantly has been a weaker quarter for us. So now we can see PAT profitability from Q1 as well.
I think last year also we saw profitability in Q1, did we not?
Largely break even, no? Not that great
Yeah,
of a
but we are
numbers.
not in major losses,
जी
so
जी
we can expect this year also the same thing, break even or some profit.
Sir, largely in India, apart from Mumbai, what is the next market that we are seeing?
No, everywhere. Delhi is going to invest a lot
Yeah.
because no investment was done. Hyderabad has started, Pune has started, Bangalore has started, Chennai also is starting. So
Yeah.
all cities are doing
So my last question is on human resources. I'm sure our government always looks at, or our management always looks at all the possible scenarios here. But India se logon ko leke jana, is that becoming a problem for the local government there, US
Yes, the big
specifically?
problem.
And UK and Middle East, so that shouldn't be a problem, right?
That is not a problem.
Okay, so if we were, is there any scope that hum log India se US mein log ko leke jaye so that we can ramp up our production?
Manufacturing तो impossible है. These
जी
are H1B. We already have 8 or 9 H1B in America now.
जी
So in every department we have literally one person from India.
Yeah.
But manufacturing में it is impossible.
The costing does not support us.
नहीं नहीं नहीं. We will not get visa.
अच्छा. Okay. 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 So congratulations for delivering consistent results and wish you the best for our company. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was the last question. I will request Pratik sir for the closing comments.
So thank you everyone for attending this meeting. I am a little bit surprised by the concern people have shown on the PAT and the EBITDA margins, but I do understand the reason for them, and that is why in we will ensure in this year that we even while we grow, we don't grow recklessly, that the margins get affected. With that, I would like to come to an end. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you everyone for joining us today. If you have any additional questions, you can reach out to us anytime. We wish you a good health and look forward to seeing you again in the next quarter.
So there are some questions which are on the notice board. I can reply fast if we still have some time.
Yes.
Sir, already concluding my maximum of questions.
State they want to ask questions, but they don't want to raise hands.
So everyone can send their questions to us and we'll reply to everyone.
Yeah, please mail us.
On the chat, there are many questions. Siddesh,
yes,
you
yes,
can
sir,
take
yes.
those questions and get it sent to us. We'll reply to everyone.
Sure, we'll do that.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.